Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, September 6th, 2018. On this day in 1970, Jimi Hendrix played his last official concert before his death on the Baltic Sea island of Fehmarn. Before raping a classmate during a school trip, the suspects first had another victim in mind. This particular boy was able to save himself. The crime didn't happen because the student was able to break free and insisted on sleeping in another room without disclosing to the teachers the reason why. This information is only coming out now. Martin Steltner, Speaker of the Public Prosecutor's Office, has not commented on the incident, and the Public Prosecutor's Office has stopped the investigation since the children aren't of criminal age. According to investigators, there are no doubts about the age of the perpetrators, and only from the age of 14 can juveniles be punished for crimes by the judiciary. This past weekend, as reported by Berlin Briefing on Monday, it had become known that a 10-year-old boy and two other children detained and raped a classmate of the same age in Brandenburg. The alleged principal offender is now to be kept out of public general education schools. According to a spokeswoman for the Berlin Senate School Administration, all legal possibilities will be exhausted so that the principal offender does not attend a regular school. The perpetrator is said to have already attracted attention at school through violent behavior. The incident came to light because a friend of the victim confided in the school psychologist. In another raid against criminal family clans, 30 Berlin police officers, including a special unit, searched two houses in Neukölln early Wednesday morning. Some clan members are being investigated on suspicion of violation of the weapons law, and a 28-year-old man was arrested. The police found live ammunition, illegal drugs, and cash estimated between 40 and 60,000 euros. The family, which once immigrated from Lebanon, is particularly large. While several members of this family have not attracted attention through criminal offenses and pursue regular professions, others work in the security industry, some using these jobs for all sorts of illegal side businesses. The raid Wednesday morning had nothing to do with another case at the beginning of the week, in which two members of the extended family in Britz were hit in a drive-by shooting. However, it is said from judicial circles that the investigation results of the past weeks indicate that further raids are to be expected in the organized crime scene. The head of the police union, Norbert Sioma, said of the current raid that the rule of law is not a flash in the pan. In order to, quote, drain the swamp of organized crime, lasting and sustainable measures are necessary. He added that the investigations are staff-intensive, but the findings from almost every raid show that police are dealing with people who, quote, don't give a shit about our laws. Three families are now considered stricken by the developments of the past months and police operations of the past weeks. A 5-year-old boy stepped on a syringe infected with HIV in a green area in Kreuzberg. It is not yet clear whether the boy has contracted the virus. HIV can lead to AIDS if it is not detected and treated. According to the assessment of the Berliner AIDS-Hilfe, however, an infection in this way is unlikely. An HIV test can only be carried out 6 weeks after contact at the earliest. This is how long the body needs to form antibodies, which can then be detected in the test. Drug users often stay in the area near Moritzplatz, and according to the report, previous concepts of deterrence have not been successful, which is why the housing association WBM, which is responsible for this green space, is now considering fencing. The CDU delegate Kurt Wasner called on the district office Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg to ensure that green areas were kept free of drug paraphernalia. He demanded that, if necessary, the green areas office should strip and clean these areas several times a day, adding that the lax handling of the green district government and drug policy would be one of the reasons for the situation. During a raid in a head shop, police found a remarkable stock of chocolate containing drugs. According to officials on Wednesday, the shop in Gesundbrunnen was selling chocolate bars containing psilocybin hallucinogenic mushrooms. The 22-year-old owner of the shop was arrested, and his two underage brothers are suspected of helping him with the drug trade. So-called head shops are legal as long as no drugs are sold there. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.